Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And this is one of the craziest shows you ever gonna listen to. Ever. You must see. But anyways, we're definitely in the building. It is Wednesday, which, you know, Wednesday is known for being hump day. And as I remind y'all every week for hump day is, remember to hump responsibly. So everyone, hump responsibly on hump day and somebody to hump if you can. So there you go. And hey, parents, I'm just let you know, let your kids listen to the show. If your kids are 18 and they go humping because they heard me tell them go hump, don't blame me. Ain't tell you had the behinds come listen to me say that. Anyways, man, it's definitely crazy. We got definitely a great show coming up for today. It's Brad, we already in this week, in the end of the year for Life of Dust Live. Actually, this week is Global Attack Mixtape year end. And basically, for the rest of the shows, for the rest of the week, we're going to end off with this week's shows and end up this year's shows with Global Attack Mixtape series artists. And today, we definitely got a definitely hot one up in the building. And he's actually in the Midwest, which is crazy because we've had a Midwest artist help co-host the Hot After Dust show on Monday. This is my boy Alante, who will be on here today. We chopped it up with him in just a moment and definitely talked to him about how he actually got down the project. And then tomorrow, get my boy Rev Skylocker, who's going to represent the Global Attack Mixtape series as well. And that's actually the last show of the year. So definitely make sure you come check it out and help us celebrate as we make it happen. All right, I'm going to go ahead and go to the phone lines and click and cut my beautiful background music. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got in the building. Is this my boy Alante in the building?
Yo, what's good?
Not much, bro. What's good with you, bro?
Not much, man. Just chilling, living, you know?
First off, man, I'm glad to have you in the building. It's definitely, you know, an honor to have yet another person from this great project, which y'all are over the place, man. It's probably one of the it's one, I mean, if there's anything I want to be involved with, it's like projects like this where I never know who the heck is going to be on the show. And as far as something when it comes, I never know where they're going to be from. I just show up and they be like, dang, this room for winning? So it's definitely a good look to see, man. Like, that's big up to it.
For sure.
So, man, first off, man, you know, tell everyone who you are for those that don't know yet. And how you actually, like, what projects you got started into getting into music?
All right. I'm Alante from Chicago, Chi-Town. I moved to Minnesota. That's kind of what got me really in the music, because I saw the scene here. It was really big. I mean, Minneapolis is huge for music, next to Seattle. And, I mean, like, I almost kind of fell into it. I saw my homies from high school getting into it. You know, they were doing shows and stuff like that. And I wanted to get just like them, so I started following them, hanging out with them, listening to all my favorite hip-hop artists. And then before you know it, I kind of just found my style and fell into it.
Well, definitely, man. It's always a crazy story of how people actually get started into the industry. And that being said, like, do you have anybody else, like, in your family that did music as well, too, that just kind of let you get into it?
I had, like, a little cousin. Like, he's, like, about a year younger than me. Back in the day, you know, at family reunions, we used to kind of just beatbox on the side and kind of do a little hip-hop. But, I mean, I guess we were just kind of joking around. We didn't think we'd go anywhere with it. But I kind of talked to him still, and he's getting better. And I'm actually going to have him on a song here pretty soon, one of my mixtapes. So look out for that.
Speaking of mixtape, what's going to be the name of that mixtape if you already have a name for it already?
It's going to be Good versus Evil. And it's kind of a deep topic, you know. It's a deep mixtape. I mean, because honestly, everything you do, you know, you have choices in life, and it's either a good one or a bad one. And I don't know, just kind of just go off that. It's going to be deep, man. It's going to be good.
And that's a good mixtape title to consider. Everybody thinks that 2012 is the end of the world.
exactly.
God, shut up, people. What are y'all getting this from?
Exactly.
I don't know about y'all, but my money ain't been accumulating. And last time I looked, it was saying that it was going to be accumulating past 2012. So I'm not. Y'all go ahead and collect all y'all stuff now. I'm not going to. I'll be here waving at y'all. Go, oh, I'm still here.
Exactly.
Man, it's crazy talk, man. But
I like that
already. Which, you know, obviously, every time I hear one of y'all say that, especially when y'all on the desk, but obviously y'all say this up, man.
Yeah.
You know, when you got mixtape, I'm definitely going to be putting it into the mixtape of the week battle when it comes out.
For sure.
Those battles get crazy, man. I didn't think they were just going to get that crazy, like, especially when the way y'all are, all the artists, how y'all are. To me, it's not just the fact of just having mixtapes. I'm in the battle, and people say, oh, just put a mixtape with it. It's how y'all is, how y'all bring that competitiveness into it. But at the same time, y'all all help each other bring your own faith, bring your fan bases together. And
exactly.
That's what I love about it.
Exactly. I want to give a shout out, actually, to Elevated Scott, you know, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be here, I don't think. So I want to give a shout out to him.
So big up to him, like, 2 years ago that I ran into. I haven't even met this guy in person yet.
Yeah.
and we just get that much done. And that's why he's really an inspiration to me, why I tell people, I don't have to meet you in person to do stuff for you.
Exactly.
If you're doing your thing, I can do it from leagues away.
Exactly.
So that's what it is. All right, so I want to chop up this track we're going to play here in a moment.
All right.
And, of course, we're going to chop up some more crazy questions and whatnot.
All right.
I'll hear this track, Take Me Away, man. Like, kind of lead us into how this track, like, what was the inspiration behind this track?
Take Me Away kind of started. I was on the north side of Minneapolis, you know. It wasn't, like, the best part. You know, a bunch of people got killed a couple years ago. You know, it's still pretty bad parts, whatever. So, you know, as I'm sitting in my kitchen, you know, I'm thinking, like, man, just take me away, you know, just get me out of here, you know. And I started talking about, like, how people are, you know, to start calling people how they really are, I guess I would say. And then my homeboy, Rio, the one that I got on the track singing, he came up with the chorus himself. You know, we had no idea. I talked to him nothing about it, you know. He just heard my verse and kind of went off that and became a hit, man, and instantly everybody started loving it.
And you know what? A shout out for them really quick. This is actually the second song, Take Me Away, called Take Me Away, I've heard on here.
Wow.
Within the years of me doing the show, and it seems like every time someone does it, they do a very great job. We some great fun. Y'all get ready to find out in a second. So y'all get ready to listen to this. And you know what? When y'all make those songs, it's like I feel that, because sometimes you do want to be taken away. It's like, oh,
yeah,
my God, these people are driving nuts.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
I'm about to definitely, I'll zone out when I'm listening to this song in a moment, y'all. So
exactly.
Definitely, here we go. This is my boy Alante's Take Me Away right here on Life of the Dust Live. We'll be right back with the Global Tech Mixtape Year End.
I'ma keep it cool till the heat dissipate. Y'all niggas ain't lost y'all mind, telling me that I'm wasting my time. But every day life throws a new grind, and niggas think hard work is a crime, and they'll do anything for a dime. Gotta get it quick, everything on the line. Just to get a lick, now you live by the nine, but only by the dime when you run out of time. Oh, you got what it takes. Can you deal with the so-called fake? You know the ones that are smiling on your face, go behind your back so quick to betray.
All of these people know what they say. Feel like they're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away, away, away.
Hey, won't you take me away? If I must leave, then I will not stay. The game's too. Yeah, I will not play. Just hope that you jerks have a real nice day. Singing whack on the track when I spit raps. Snap your head back faster than a whiplash. I spit shit hard, pimp slaps. Y'all better chill out, ice packs. Y'all selling y'all soul to the devil. I dig up dirt like shovels, but I do me regardless. People saying I'm heartless, and that is not the truth. You just mad I killed the booth. Thought we was cool, now I'm the fool. So I see what your friends will do.
All of these people know what they say. I feel like they're lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like every day. I'm packing my bags, so won't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away. Why don't you take me away? Take me away, take me away, take me away, away, away. All of these people know what they say. Lying, they just wanna betray. This happens too often, like ever.
All right, back in the building. That was on board Alante. Take me away, won't you take me away? All right, yeah, y'all, man, you be knowing me. I can't sing worth a lick, but I sure will still sing anyway. man, most definitely, I like this song, man. I like it. Man, I'm like sitting here like, okay. I was sitting here really vibing. I'm sitting here, I'm drinking my water. I'm just sitting here laid back, just like, yeah.
I feel this. Well, the next day, I was drinking water.
I wasn't sipping on no alcohol. he's lying. But most definitely, man. I was like, it's just great to see artists that do that, you know, that take. They just do different things in music, man.
Yeah.
Like, how important do you think that is? A lot of people, they like to stay in the status quo mindset, thinking that, oh, if I do this, then I'll get noticed. I mean, you want to get noticed, but you want to also be yourself. Like, how do you seem to keep yourself as, say, true to yourself as an artist versus, you know, leaning towards trying to be what everyone else wants you to be?
It's all about mindset, man. I mean, If you put your mind on you want to get the fame and the money, and then you're gonna do whatever it takes to do that, you know what I'm saying? So you're gonna copy anybody that, you know, that's trying to get rich and get famous. But if you have your mindset on, you know, you're just doing this just for you, you want to do it because this is helping you. Because honestly, when I make music, man, it's helping me, and that's what keeps me doing making original music. Because honestly, I don't think I can get on the track and rap about something that I'm not or that I've never done before. Like, I don't think I can do that.
Exactly. That's I definitely tell, man. Definitely feeling that.
Yeah.
So I believe to, like, as far as like your top five artists that are alive that probably played a good inspiration into your music, who would you say would be?
Alright, no order. Of course you gotta say Biggie, Tupac, I wanna say Kanye, Pac Div, the West Coast group, and Kendrick Lamar.
Okay. And you know what? You're like one of the, you know, another one of the artists that comes, one of the big artists that comes in here a lot. Girl, Red Shades in Boston. She likes Pac Div a whole lot. So,
oh yeah, they're my guys.
I'm like, you ain't gonna believe it. So this dude was right here. He was really big enough Pac Div, I guess. This truck I turned it. What?
For sure.
But man, like, as far as what areas have you been to yet, as far as like even outside of music as well?
Just to like live and stuff. I lived in like Alabama. I mean, Tupelo. I've been everywhere, man. Honestly, I'm born in Chicago. I live in Minnesota. Been all over the map, really. Lived in Florida for a little bit.
So you live in Portland?
Florida.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's see. I went to Portland last November.
Oh, wow. What you doing out there?
Basically because of the music stuff. I was out there in Portland and Boston. I'll actually be in the Midwest for Super Bowl, so I'll be in the building.
All right. I'll see you.
But yeah, this definitely was going down. Like, man, this definitely, it's always funny to hear your answers for this one, man. I got afraid to myself to try to laugh too hard because I know some of y'all stuff you had me like, what the hell did he just really say that? as far as like the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you, what would you say to me?
The most embarrassing thing.
Yep.
Whew, this is a tough one, man.
Let's see.
I got one.
All right, there we go.
All right, well, I was in fourth grade, Homewood, Illinois. I was at school, we was on a field trip, and I didn't bring anything to drink. So one of my classmates, as a prank, peed in the cup and said it was lemonade.
Oh.
You know, and me being little, not really knowing, I drunk it. I felt dumb as hell. That was probably the dumbest thing I've ever done.
That might have been the most embarrassing thing of all of 2011. That thing, I've heard a lot. That was... You, I think we could just stop 2011 with the shows right now. That took the cake. That took the cake. I was not expecting that to come, but I was like, oh, you get ready to say that. Oh, no.
Yeah, I didn't drink the whole thing now, man. I just took a sip, but still, man, that's nasty, you know? Like, I was sick. I was a sick kid.
Oh, man. Yeah, sick, definitely some sick kids out here, man. You gotta watch out for these people out here.
It's crazy.
Wow.
Man. It's crazy.
Wow, yeah. I feel like I'm feeling some type of way right now for my boy right now. Feeling some type of way, about to go say, hey, y'all wrong for that, man. Kids will be kids.
I swear, man. I swear.
Oh, I mean, I can also say big shout-out to my girl, Lady Drea, in the building. I definitely send her that shout-out. I don't know her checking out the show. She definitely over there doing what it do. So, there you go. Let's see. That took the cake for me. I mean, the TV, I'm like, Okay, all right, so I'm going to put you on blast, and there you go. I got you to do that. Now you're going to take more fun route.
All right.
So I want you to, because you, and that is crazy, you said you were doing this as an unfound means.
Uh-huh.
I want you to drop a 16-bar freestyle right now.
Ah, man. I don't freestyle, though. I would. I'm not really a freestyle, I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of artists do.
Someone
I just don't
agree with
you. I was going to be honest with you. I ain't going to agree with
you. I'm anyway, hey, you admit it. Hey, some people are like, man, I'm a good rooster.
I'm going to be real, you know? I'm going to be real. Because, I mean, I'm not going to lie.
Be real.
I mean, I would love to.
Yeah.
It is something I am working towards in the future, though. I've been practicing, though. Because I figure, you know, if I'm going to get any more serious, and I'm going to get that question a lot more. So I will getting ready to do that.
Oh, no. If everybody thinks they can just be Lil Wayne and sit there and go, well, I don't know, you could not play it, man. No. Okay.
Nah, it takes skill. It takes skill.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't want to do it. It's two-way thought process. pineapples. Can't do it. Okay, so as far as letting everyone know other projects you got going on, of course, you say you got the mixtape, Good vs. Evil coming out. What else are we can expect for you coming up this coming up year?
So far, I just got that mixtape in the works. I got a music video I'm doing, actually. I'm shooting for one of the intro tracks for the mixtape. That's supposed to be happening in mid-January, and then I'm planning to release the mixtape in late January.
That's
so hopefully I'm gonna get that up. That's it so far for projects. I mean, honestly, after this, I'm hoping that, you know, somebody here, I want to get in the studio. That's my next goal, you know, get into a better studio, find a producer, find an engineer, start getting better sounding music, because right now I do everything right now myself. So,
wow,
except for beats.
You don't want to do everything, you know. It's not fun.
No, it's not. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But it trains you, man.
Well,
but yeah, I mean, I plan to be doing shows this summer for sure. You know, and after I drop this mixtape, man, I plan to honestly get back in the studio again, you know, and start working on the next project. Have something up by summer for y'all.
Well, definitely. Well, I wanted to say, I wanted to make a comment about as far as you saying, like, with I forgot what it was. No, I'm bringing it to sport mode. But,
oh, man.
But as far as, like, as far as like, people want to follow you and whatnot, what's all the links? Give everybody your Twitter, Facebook, all that stuff so they can stalk you.
All right. You want to follow me on Twitter? It's Alante MPLS. That's just Minneapolis short. That's my Twitter. And then my Facebook page, same thing, facebook.com/AlanteMPLS. And then for my SoundCloud, which is where I have most of my music at, you can go check some more of my songs out. That's soundcloud.com/inspire without the I. So that's N-S-P-I-R-E, inspire. And those are my three links.
All right. Y'all make sure y'all go check those out, man. The challenge is you forget what the Twitters are. A lot of times, like, if you be nosy, like I know a lot of y'all are nosy in my timeline, just look at nosy, you'll see me adding somebody.
So
there you go. And I'm most definitely, man, like, I appreciate you coming through the show. Hey, you know, I'm feeling so tempted to bring back these late shows again.
Dude,
doing the early shows, cool, but the late show, this is where we started. We got to right to the foundation, man. We've been doing the early shows so long now, but it's the late shows we had the most fun on, so.
For sure, next time you have me on here, man, I'm gonna have a freestyle for you.
I'm gonna be ready for you too, man. But next week I'm gonna be ready. But like Jack and Jill went up the hill, they sit and steal. Oh, see, I'm already ready, man. I'm already ready.
All right.
I'm ready to get ready to roll on out, man. Y'all miss any parts of the show? You can check us out over many different ways. Hell, I'll make it the easiest way for you at first. Google Life After Dust Live. next to that, type Alante. That's A-L-A-N-T-E. Type that in. That's pretty much going to give you any way to get the link to how to listen to the show that he was on. Or you can go to lifeatthedustlive.dustspot.com. That's into the radio show site. Also, you can go to iTunes and download for free. Type Life at the Dust Live. Look for the Alante episode, and that actually leads you straight to his episode.
Nice, nice.
And download free. There you go. $3.99. And see, why does that help too? Because while y'all are there, y'all can get your lazy behinds up and download Global Technic Say series.
Exactly. Check us out, man. We're doing it big.
That's the beautiful part. That's the whole at the end of the day, that's the whole beautiful part of doing the show. It goes to iTunes because in there, y'all still going to be like, damn, man, Global Technic Say just keep hitting me in the face. It's right there. You can't say no. It's right there.
For sure.
All right, everybody, we rolled on out. Y'all can follow me on. Y'all make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot too, man. So we do a lot of great things there. And that's where people like, there's a great artist here that's on. And we're about to roll out. And everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, whatever, Jay. Oh, there's a latte. Oh, there's a you. There is a way.
That's right.
I tuned to the episode of Life at the Dust Live. In the words of Chris Brown, deuces.